Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready?
TGI, Havar Ghani to all of my old friends, what's up? And to those newcomers, greetings. Thank you for coming. Ladies and gentlemen, you are getting ready to get on with the show, and I'm going to be broadcasting live, coming to you straight from my living room. You get your Omega 7 in the house, the advisor you need, and the advocate you want. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you know how we do it on Friday. We go out of here with a bang. But we want to talk about our topic for this evening. Our topic this evening is Heteruki, and we're going to be talking about working on the development of the faculties of the fifth sphere, which is self-analysis. When do you take self-analysis of yourself? When do you take a mental check of what's going on in your life? Normally when you've hit a brick wall, when everything seems to be going wrong, and whatsoever could go wrong has gone wrong, that's when you say, okay, all right, you got me. What's going on in Omi Ika's life? What do I need to assess, and what do I need to reevaluate? When we get two things that don't go right, or they glide together, and they have a massive collision, a head-on collision, then we begin to wonder, is it something that I wasn't doing right, or is it something that I haven't been doing right for a while? Yes, it's important to take analysis, critical analysis of ourselves and what's going on in our life. Sometimes not only with men in relationships, but on our job, with our children, relationship problems are issues, but it could also be with our spiritual life. What is happening in our spiritual life? Ladies and gentlemen, let me let you in on a little tip. 9 times out of 10, whenever things are falling apart and are not working its way out, it's usually because of our personal relationship in our spiritual life. Nothing will go well. Nothing will go well, ladies and gentlemen, if you not have not grounded and rooted yourself in a stable lifestyle that is focusing in on a spiritual life with God. And I don't care how much you want that man to call you and how many readers you've gone over and talked to ask them, what does it look like in my life for me? And will I be getting married soon? Is there a man in the picture for me? I don't care how many times you go to the reader and ask them that. If they're a good reader, they're going to tell you, I don't see anything in the cards for you, dear. I'm sorry. Then you wonder, well, what is the problem? I brought the man a brand new car. I gave him all my credit cards. I even allowed him to put his name on my cable TV. So what is the problem? What is the problem, Omika? Why aren't things going well for me? I even had his mother come over, and I took her out to lunch, and every week I buy her something special. I'm in good with the family, so what's the problem? You know what the problem is? It has nothing to do with you buying other people's friendship. It has nothing to do with how much money you let him run up a credit account on, or how much you say you love him, or even how good he is in the bed. What it has to do with, you must get your priorities right and assess yourself and take a real look. And I don't mean just a glass or a glare. Take a deep look at yourself and be honest with yourself. And whatever it is you see that is out of consistency, that is out of jarring of a pattern, that is out of order, I don't care what you say, 9 times out of 10, it's a faculty in your spirit realm that's out of place. You can't legislate someone loving you. You can't legislate morality. But you can put a faculty back in place and correct the faculty so you're right on task and you're allowing the Creator to come first in your life. Then all things, let me repeat that, all things will be added unto you. Your love life, your financial life, your children will be in order, the community will be in order around you. Things will synchronize and fall in place. You seem to think that God has an angel following you around, giving them orders to synchronize your life because you've set your priorities straight and you've analyzed the problem, the real problem. And I don't mean talking about, oh, John is the problem. If John could just come home early from work just one day, if he could clean up around here and fix some things around here, then things won't be so bad. If he could just not go to that club tonight, Well, if you don't go to that casino and spend money, things will be right. John is the one having a problem. Then you get on the children. The children not acting right in school. He's giving his family the low-down dirty blues because they acted out in school. You're looking at everybody and pointing a finger at all of those people. But guess what? Remember, there's one thing I'm pointing back at you for you to take assessment of. It's okay, ladies and gentlemen, to take assessment of yourself and be honest with yourself. And when someone gives you some critical advice, don't be so quick to get angry and curse a person out. Let them go ahead and say what they got to say. And if some of it is true, say, yes, yes, that's me. I need to change. I understand it. I know I've been watching myself, and I can't stand myself. So when you get that critical and you can identify the problem and you're willing to take ownership of it and admit it, that's when you can correct the problem. But if you won't take ownership of it, you cannot receive any critical criticism from your best friend, those who really love you. And usually those who really love you are pretty much on target, and they can see what it is that needs to be changed. And they allow you sometimes to look into their lives and speak into their life, but you got to also allow them to speak into your life. You can't have it going on so tough that nobody never needs to speak into your life. We all get out of order, and we all sometimes go buck wild crazy when it comes to relationships. You know what I'm talking about when it comes to relationship. You done seen that man over at the disco a couple of times. He laid eyeballs on you, making you think that he's really interested in you. And now you're saying, this man really wants to go out with me. And the other people are telling you, girl, you don't want to fool with him. He ain't nothing but trouble. And then the first thing you think is, you just don't want me to have a relationship. You don't want my life to be good because you're so miserable. You don't want me to find a man. And then you tell them everything under the sun, and you ignore everything they're telling you for the benefit of the fact that you want somebody to love you. Love yourself. Go ahead and love yourself. Put your arms around yourself right now and just try loving yourself. When you love yourself, you look good to somebody else because they say, that woman's been loved. God dog it, I don't have to take her out and show her off and make her feel good. She already feels good about herself. I ain't got to waste a whole bunch of time taking her out in front of my friends and say, man, ain't she something? Woo-wee, ain't she something? Apple of my eye, got it going on. I don't have to do all that because she's already affirmed herself. She knows who she is, and she knows who she is too. We got to know who we belong to. You got to know that you have an O-re and a Godhead in your life. Not about what you got going on physically or aesthetically. It's about who you belong to. If you belong to God and you're connected to a Godhead, you're hooked up. So let's get hooked up today, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. I'm about to take you on a real trip, and you know how I only do it on Friday. We're getting ready to take that little star trip. Star trip tonight. Come on. Wait and take the commercial and get ready to bring out your list of your ancestors who you would like to call on today. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to also add that this show has been featured by Blog Talk Radio, but the views and the statements do not necessarily express those of Blog Talk. These are the views of Omi Inka. They do not necessarily express that of Project 2019. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you want to go with me all the way today, so get those dancing shoes on and let's get ready because you know Omi's going on a trip. Once again, it is the power of faith that gives us the ability to come on this airways and talk stuff. And you know how we like to talk stuff on Friday. It's on, ladies and gentlemen, with the power of faith.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Keep faith in our heart when it seems that our lives are falling apart. Dreams from the night follow me when I
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our faith is strong. And that song belongs to our ancestors. And it's because of our ancestors that gives us strength and ability to go forward. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to call in the drum roll right now. Pardon me while I call in the drum roll. Drummers, are you out there? Will you please send the drummers in, please, Elder? First of all, I'm going to get permission to speak to my Elder.
Yes, you do have permission to speak.
Thank you so much, Elder. I'm going to see if I can get a drum roll right now. Drummers, will you please come in, please? Bring in the drummers with the drum roll. Come in, drummers. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. We're now ready to enter the room to do the talking cure, and we're going to get ready to bring in Baba so he can appear the libation. Baba, are the libations ready?
Libations are ready.
Commence with the purification. Libations to the west. I pour libations to the south. I pour libations to the north. And I pour libations to the east. And I also make sure that my face is washed with the water so that I do not go in to the highest of highest with a stale face. We let water pour to the ground so that as the water drops to the ground will be fertile. Is the libation and the purification complete, Baba?
Libation is complete.
Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Baba has been on sabbatical for a while. We want to welcome him back. We're going to get him back into the scheme of things shortly. So just look for him on the program. We're going to ask a prayer from our Elder before we get started here. Elder, would you like to give us a prayer?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come with our ears and our hearts to give thanks to you. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, watching over us, taking us through. Father, we pray for our listed audience today and that this word will help them to qualify and meet up to some of the things that we said. We ask you if you will watch over us as we go and come. And we thank you for the amazing blessing that you've thrown upon us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Thank you for that prayer, Elder. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. You are now on holy ground. I'd like to read to you about what the Yoruba faith believes. And ladies and gentlemen, The yoga is not necessarily a faith, but it is a way of life. And what we believe is that there is one supreme God. We are a monotheistic organization, not a polytheistic, but we believe in many gods. The many gods are the deities. They're the expression of God. Those are the omnipresent ones who represent the Godhead, and the nature side of God who lives in all of us as well as in God. There is no devil. We do not accentuate or endorse the devil. There is balance and duality, good and evil, and of all. When you speak of evil, you ordinarily have spoken of good. Except for the day you were born and the day you are going to die, there is not a single event in your life that cannot be forecast, ladies and gentlemen. Therefore, we commence with divinations and reading to forecast our lives so that if we need to intervene on behalf of the things that have been forecast in our lives, we can intervene before that crisis. And there are some times it is necessary to change the spirit and the lives after. It is necessary to change the course of our lives. Now, your spirit lives on, is what we believe, even after death. And you can reincarnate through the blood relatives in your family, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You can come back again from the dead. In fact, you've never died. You've only gone to another level. Your frequency levels have vibratedly changed. But you are not necessarily deceased. Your body goes back into the ground, but the frequency waves continue on. Okay? And you are born with a, we believe you're born with a specific purpose and a path. You're Nia. You came here on assignment. Excuse me. We also believe in divination, and they serve as a roadmap for our life and a path for our lives. They give us guidance, and they tell us what the Almighty One is teaching us. And that is not the God who exists in heaven, but the God who exists on your head, who is your Ori. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand Ori is a God. It's a God with a little g. Excuse me, Ori is a God. You are a God with a little g. However, God, Ori is a God that was assigned to you from the Almighty Creator. As you know, our ancestors exist, and we believe in ancestors in this room, and we honor, respect, and consult them, periodically asking them questions for directions for our lives. It is very important that you understand that ancestor worshiping is not what we call it, but we call it communing with ancestors. And we also commune with the Orishas. They are the forces of nature. Very important that you understand that. They are the forces of nature. And some of their names are Obatala, Chago, Alegba, Ishun, Yamenja, Alegba. And there are seven of them that we commune with periodically. And they all live inside of you and deal with your affairs as men and women. You must never serve the initiates harm. You must never serve them harm to anyone, to any initiate, being at all, or to the universe for that matter, which you are part of. You are part of the universe. And you must never serve the initiates harm. Must never serve the initiates harm, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you are a being, and you are from God, okay? You are physical, spiritual, and mental, okay? And we believe in the physical, spiritual, and emotional, the realm of our lives that exists, and all it works together. And it works together to be balanced. For sacrifice, it guarantees us success.
What the Yoruba reject is as follows. We reject that we are born in sin and that the Europeans civilized the African and that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Those are the things that the Yoruba reject. Ladies and gentlemen, you can stand to your feet if you're not already standing so you can travel with me as we begin to do live. We've just done libation. I'd like for you to call in your ancestors if you'd like to participate. I light the candle for my father's family, and I set the candle before them to guide them for life. I place a glass of water for my father's side of the family, that they may have water to quench their thirst. I light a candle to sit before my mother's people, that they may be guided back to their home. I place a glass of water before my mother's people, that their thirsts are all quenched. I say, come home, family. Come home, family. We would like to have you back home with us. I say, come home. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to tap into the energies. The forces are here. I like to call the ancestors' names. I call the ancestors' name in my family. I like to call Robert Jr. Jenkins. I like to call Robert Jenkins. I say Ashe. I like to call Clara May Jenkins. Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey. Ashe. Isa Lilly. Ashe. George Lilly. Ashe. Sam Lilly. Ashe. Ma Lilly. Ashe. I call Ludell James. Ashe. Lucille Day. Ashe. Louise Lord. Ashe. Isa Lilly. Ashe. I like to call Bessie Lilly. Ashe. Nisha Lilly. Ashe. I call Mary Lou Hawkins. Ashe. I call Tom Harvey. Ashe. I call Michael Harvey. Ashe. And I say, so be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, calling on the frequencies of the vibrations is very important. We know that the melanin never dies. Now is the time to tap in and to experience the energy forces. Taking deep breaths, synchronize your vital signs with mine, and I'll synchronize mine with yours as we take deep breaths in and out, focusing in on God and all that is good and pure, believing that as we inhale the oxygen of pure essence, that we too can be of a nature, a God nature, and that we are the little t, God, and that God has given us authority. He cooperates with us on one accord, taking deep breaths, breathing in the oxygen, exhaling the carbon dioxide. Right now, as we call on those forces to be, all of the deities of the Orishas, we call those Orishas in force today. And we ask God to allow us to be the little G's, the God that we have been intended to be. Help us to raise up and to identify our problems in our life. Help us to be able to analyze and self-examine ourselves. Help us to be able to find the error and point it out and correct it. Help us to be able to grow and develop into masters as we take on the struggle of the community, of the African family, to rebuild the African family and to rebuild other units of the family here in this nation, in this suffering market here. Help us to know our places and help us to find a way to sojourn back to Africa to aid and assist our family. We thank you this day for the opportunity to tap in to the frequencies. If there's someone out there with a health problem, tap in now, I say. If there's someone that is having an issue with blood, tap in. If there's someone that has a blood pressure issue or a problem where he can't get well, if there's someone that's mentally off balance and need to see themselves again, to self-analyze themselves, I say tap in now. Now is the time to tap into those frequencies, and they are vibrating. And at the same time,
extend your frequencies across the airwaves to help those that are less fortunate than yourself. Send your frequencies across the airwaves to help those that can't help themselves today. And we thank you for all of your connections today, God. We thank you for the frequency and the vibration. We thank you for the ancestors coming to join us as we stand on their shoulders today. Because we know we are nothing without our ancestors. We'd be a fool for not accepting and embracing our ancestors. Help us to know our places. Help us to understand that we've been called to be God. And let us rise up and call ourselves a God with a big head full of wisdom, the little G. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go into the sanctuary now. Please line up. Hurry, line up. The ancestors are waiting for us. We've called all them in place. And it's time for us to go into the sanctuary. Children in the rear, and I say the elders, go up front. Quickly, let us move quickly into the sanctuary. Lord, please help me to prepare myself to be a sanctuary. Tried and true, I want to be a sanctuary. Let me be the caller to prayer. Let me go out in the courtyard and be the caller to prayer that our people may come, that we may come together in holy matrimony and sanction and praise the prayer of faith for our loved ones and for those who have been disconnected. Quickly, go into the sanctuary. Please be seated. Take your places, children, in the back. Quietly, take your places. Thank you so much. You're so sweet sometimes, and you're kind. Thank you so much for following directions. Quickly now, take your seat. The sanctuary is now beginning to close, and we are about to start the segment of the show. Thank you so much for being cooperative. Ancestors, you are definitely welcome here today. Thank you for allowing us to stand on your shoulders. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now completing the talking cure. I am going to get ready for the show, but before I get ready for the segment, I'd like to give you a little segment of one of my poems here. We want to do see the power in the word.
Overstanding, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. I beget this while on tour across the Atlas. While back on the back cruzna, I was recuperating from a blow. Who would ever know that I needed to get some overstanding in the situation? Some overstanding in the situation. You see, this thing had me under for so long, I had forgotten how to get over a situation. I was spellbound. I couldn't seem to find my way around. This thing had me going down, trying to get some overstanding in the situation. Some overstanding in the situation. The struggle and complication of it all. Just who do you reach out and call after a serious fall? The thought of not wanting to feel at all. What do you do when you feel like you can't take it anymore? Not to mention the thought of having to pace the floor. Everything in my life seemed to went bad at the same time. That's when I decided to write the words in these lines. Somebody has got to bring me some overstanding in a situation. Some overstanding in a situation. What good is it to aspire, trying to reach a little higher, when you feel so tired? I had nothing left to feel with inside. Nothing but my foolish pride, and with remorse I cried. I have nothing left to fill with inside but these memories deep inside. Now, my destiny wasn't easy, you see. I had to learn to reach deep inside of me. Now I know that I possess a source that will never bring me remorse. Somebody has brought me some overstanding in this situation. They brought some overstanding in this situation. Now I know I may have never gotten over the situation had it not been for being under for so long. Now a situation will never leave me going under, having to wonder and ponder. I'll always find a way to get from under. In order to get some understanding in this life today, it means that I have to fast and pray.
Fast and pray is what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen. And we are about to start the segment of Heterucci. and we're going to be talking about working on the development of the faculty of the fifth sphere, which is self-analysis. And as I gave you a little prelude earlier of self-analysis and what exactly we're going to be doing, we're going to be taking a look at ourselves, not just a glance, but a deep look at ourselves. And ladies and gentlemen, it's always in order for us to want to examine our own self. And it's very, very much in place for us to say we want to take a look at ourselves. Now, let me get ready to give you a little overview of what I'm about to talk about. Okay. I wanted to go back to the first sphere and give you a little saw just to lay a foundation here. Okay, looking at a saw, the first sphere, it says, and I'm reading from Rana Nefer's book on page 111, and it says, the first most important accomplishment in your life, which you most pursue, is with utmost urgency, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the very first important thing. If you haven't done it already, you need to lay this foundation. It's the experiencing of that part of your being that determines the coordination and the activities of the billions of cells that make up your physical body, the physical being, and directs the activities of your spirit and subconscious. This indwelling intelligence that is obviously in possession of the knowledge of the working of the universe is God's consciousness itself. This is the Asad, and you are and your true self. Your true self, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked about that already. We covered that. Your true entity is only and ultimately purpose of the being on earth is the resurrection of this indwelling intelligence. Your only purpose of being on earth is for that indwelling to be resurrected. That's right, be resurrected. So we are going to have somewhat of a baptism in here as we resurrect that person. And Jesus' example of dying, going into the grave, was being baptized, and when he rose up was him coming up being resurrected from the water. And that is why we do an outward expression of that through baptizing. And when we are taken down under, it's like Jesus being buried in the grave. Symbolically, when we are brought up, we have resurrected. We are a new creature indeed. Now, we're going to act out that part in here because I know a lot of you seriously believe in baptism, and you know the meaning of it, and you know it is an outward expression so that the world can see. You personally make your inward confession of God so that you are saved. Now, Christians call it saved. However, Africans do not call it saved. They do not believe you need to be saved from anything. But the example that's coming from Jesus is according to Christians. And that is an outward expression that's done. And Jesus allowed John to baptize him. Even though he said he wasn't worthy to tie his shoes or lace his shoes, he did allow John to baptize him. Now, what I want to say is that when we're done with these 29 days, it is going to represent us going down under the water, being buried under the water, being brought up and resurrected as a new person. What we hope to happen after we finish these 29 days of the process of going to become an initiate and a master is that we will change some of those bad habits that we might have and that we may go through the faculties and spheres and allow ourselves to alleviate those problems and take on new habits. And that's why I indicated earlier it's definitely not a place you want to come and do meditation and go into a trance while you're on pharmaceutical drugs, alcohol, or any concubines that you might be using. So it's very important that those psychotropic products can alter your mental state. So as we go through this process of trying to prepare our bodies to change, we do meditation. And as I taught you, you go into deep breathing, breathing in breathing out, allowing the oxygen to go forward and flow, breathing out, synchronizing your vital signs, and allowing someone to coach you as they take you through the deep breathing exercise and going to the point of going asleep into a sleep-like state. Now, it's very important that you understand that the whole purpose of this is to be resurrected and to come up anew, having all understanding that you have spent time with God. The purpose is that you will begin to start to act and do the things that God do and look like Him. You know, the God is omnipotent, omniconscious, omnipresent. We know we are not those things, but we can have the mind of Christ and we can have the mind of God. And no one knows the mind of God, but we can aspire to know how He thinks. Now, let me go on to talk about self-analyzing yourself. The sixth sphere. And the sixth sphere is Heru. The sixth sphere for Heru corresponds to man's will. Its role in the life of man can be like to the divine king, who is the supreme authority of the land. Okay? That's the sphere six. I just want to lay that foundation for you. Okay? Okay, likened to that of the divine king, who is the supreme authority of the land, but bases his commands on the guidance received from God, not from himself, from sphere one, as communicated through the representative, the high priest, Tehuti, sphere two, and as recorded in the book of the law, Maat, sphere four, to place the role into proper perspectives, we must know that when it's life of the individual is controlled by the song. Now, let me go on to read the sphere, the fifth sphere. The fifth sphere. Is Tehuti. While Heru faculty is in charge of establishing order in life of man through the guidance of wisdom and divine law, in other words, through reason, Tehuti accomplishes the same through forces. We must not be misled, however, into thinking that this is a mindless use of force. Negative behavior is transcended by this faculty, not through the time that the rational and mental discussion we engage ourselves in require to conquer it. Now, and ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the fifth sphere of Tehuti, we understand in self-examining ourselves, as I told you earlier, that we have to self-examine ourselves. We have to see what is it in us that we do not like, that we're trying to change, that we want to transition out of. And we all have ways that we don't like. So we have to go and have a discussion with ourselves about these ways that we want to change. We can't beat ourselves up. We can't begin to say that we wish we weren't born and we don't think we have worth, and we cannot begin to do that. We got to really understand that through these fears that we change, we begin to change ourselves, and we make adaptations in our life. And as we change ourselves, we go from glory to glory, and you find that we are on a path of renewing ourselves, resurrecting ourselves from a common flesh and blood problem. And that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen, because we are housed in these bodies. We are prone to having errors in our various different spheres of our body. We are prone to pick up bad habits. But when we see those habits rising up and that flesh rising up, we have got to kill the flesh. And when you kill the flesh, you deny it. You let it suffer. And you begin to feed the spirit. And when we see things in our character that we don't like lying, cheating, credibility problems, we begin to work on those fears, not by trying to beat ourselves up, but by covering the faculties, going back to the Ron and Netflix book, pulling it out, and practicing the meditation. Knowing that when we're going through this meditation, we're working on a specific faculty in our body. If it is the inability to be consistent, the inability to be able to start and finish something, processing, sequencing, and closure. If people are having problems closing things and finishing things and starting too many things before they get one thing completed, that can be a grave problem. It could be a problem so big that we don't realize that we are affecting ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to always remember and taking a good look and analyzing ourselves, we have to be true to our own self. We have got to see what it is that is an error in us or that prickly part that sticks out like a thorn, and we've got to be able to identify it. We've got to be able to call it what it is. And I don't mean beating around the bush saying, it's my mama's fault, it's my father's fault, I got my mama's genes, and she was always loose, so I'm going to be loose, or my father was a rolling stone, you know, my papa was a rolling stone, I'm going to be a rolling stone. No, you don't have the bloodline of your papa, you have the bloodline of your mother in a matriarch society, and truly, you have to understand that God gives us Zoe life, and we get the bloodline of our father. And we try to have the image of God. Remember, we're the little g with the big head full of wisdom. Not the creator, but the little God. And therefore, we gain Zoe life when we went down under symbolically. Why don't we go down under now? Take that dunk and go down as if you're being baptized. And you know how some of us Christians did it. They said, we baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son. And you went down under the water, just like Jesus went down in the grave. That was symbolic. And when he came up from the grave and rolled back the stone, he had resurrected. He said, touch me not, for I haven't descended unto my fathers. He had a new body. You're going to have a new body. You're going to have a new mind. You're going to have a new frequency and a new concept. Symbolically, a baptism here today, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't been dunked, let me take you to the water. Let me take you to the water if you haven't been dunked. This is where we take a good look at ourselves. We make our outwardly expression to the world by being baptized. We personally talk to God on the inside about what it is we're confessing to. But that outward expression is for the world to see that we've been resurrected. Through baptism, ladies and gentlemen, you duck down in the water as Jesus went down in the grave, and he stayed there for 3 days. We're not going to keep you in the water for 3 days, but we bring you back up, resurrected, a new creature in Christ, a new creature in God. You don't walk the way you used to walk. You don't dance the way you used to dance. You're dancing for God now. You have to understand your life is new. So when you come up out of these 29 days, you're going to be a new creature indeed, and that's when you refuse to self-examine yourself. I wonder will you take some time now to self-examine yourself, be like Michael Jackson. Look at the man in the mirror. Tell me, what do you see? Do you see flaws? Do you see errors? Do you see a character problem? Whatever it is, be true to thine own. Speak it to yourself. Then go and work on it. Work on those faculties that can be changed through meditating. It cannot be changed through you beating up on yourself. It can only be changed through you meditating on those faculties. It's a simple process, ladies and gentlemen. You take those errors into meditation with you, and we're going to give you a set of tools that you take into meditation to work on those specific areas in your life that have corruption and flaws. And as you meditate on those areas in your concept, in your temple, then they begin to change over 29 days. Normally it's 21, but we're doing 29. We want to make sure we get the benefit of this. Now you've been resurrected. What are you going to do with yourself? You're going to put the word in you. You're going to put right knowledge. You're going to be a workman. You're going to start studying to show yourself approved. You don't have to be all right. Some people say, I can't get baptized. I'm not right yet. I got to get right. You don't have to get right for God. God gets you right. You don't have to be right when you come to God. God gets you right through the training and through the meditating. He'll bring you back to where you should be. You can't wait to get right, because if you could do it on your own and by yourself, you wouldn't need a God to be guiding you in your life. That is why you can get your own personal God, so you get a toolage directly from God. And that toolage you get from God will help you every day to grow in grace and grow in wisdom. And as you come up from that ground, knowing that baptism was a symbolic thing that was done, you too can be baptized in the name of God and in the name of Oromola. Now, the Africans don't do this. They don't have a process where you bury. But I know the Christians do, and we don't want to break tradition. And if this is something you have to have in order to show that you transition and you change, then it's okay, because I've been baptized too. I've been baptized too, and I understand the foundation. You can't change it, and you can't break tradition. And if you have to be baptized to something, understand you go through a mental baptism of going into the Word. Going into the Word, changing your ways, and then coming back up a new creature. You don't walk the same way. You don't talk the same way. The things you used to believe, you don't believe them anymore. You're a new creature in Christ. Now, baptism is in order, ladies and gentlemen. And over our head, you know, Jesus saw something over his head as he was beginning to get baptized. And I wonder if there's anybody in the audience that remember what Jesus saw when he began to get baptized. Is there anybody in the audience that remember what Jesus saw? If you're out there, please call in and raise your hand and let me know what Jesus saw in the audience when he was beginning to get baptized. I'm waiting for somebody to call in at that number, 646-478-0270. If you know what Jesus saw, please call in. And if you can witness what happened when Jesus got baptized, what happened? Jesus saw something. He saw God. And God said, well done, my good and faithful servant. God has smiled down upon him. And that's what he wants to do to you, ladies and gentlemen. Smile down upon you. can say you've been baptized, but I wonder if you can see and hear him over your head. God somewhere, and that God is you. Now when you look in the mirror, you'll see only the image of God. Remember, you've been taken to the river, and you've been baptized, and we're at the midpoint of transitioning into a master. Here's a point where you bury your sin underground, and you come up, and you begin to meditate after this, ladies and gentlemen. And you know that you've left those old ways underground. We're halfway through the program, and if you're ever going to lose that, if you're ever going to lose those problems that you've had of selfishness, vainness, cheating, lying, all those things that we've talked about in character building, if you're ever going to lose them, it will be here in the Omiinka's room, the Care to Read room, because you've been baptized, and symbolically, I took you down under the water. Just as Jesus was buried 6 feet under, we brought you up. You've been resurrected. Now act like you've been changed. I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed because I've been baptized. Sing it with me. I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. And now my name will be written in the Lamb Book of the Records. Your name can be written in the Lamb Book of Records. Ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is have a change of heart. And to make that change come to pass, work on the areas that you can change. God will honor that. And he will give you a resurrected life, a new life. And he will smile down upon you and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Keep up the good work. Keep coming in the room, studying, doing the homework, cross-examining the information. But most of all, keep meditating. Therein lies the real solution to changing your character. When you go down into your meditation, transitioning yourself into another stage of understanding that you are in a trance and staying in that trance, working out your situation, working on those character problems, on those flaws, so when you come up, you resurrect yourself to a new sphere. You're a new man and woman. You're a new man and woman as a symbolicness on this station today that is being demonstrated that you can be changed. You can change your character. You can stop the flaws. You can give up the alcohol. You can walk away from the drugs. Because I came to open up the blind man's eyes so that he can see. I came to open the ears of the deaf so that they can hear. And I came to bring healing to those who can't get well. And if you're addicted, I came to help you stop the addiction. This is the place where you want to be so that you can change your life for the better. Now when you look in the mirror, you can see the God that lives within you. Go ahead on, little G. Go ahead on, little G. I know you had it in you. I know it was there all along because God put his essence in you. Halfway through the mark, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be a master before the end of it. Stay with the program. Then go back and get your books and study. Study to show yourself approved, a workman needed not to be ashamed. And when you come out of this class, you will see you've been resurrected to a new man, to an ad man. We might have been that saw man coming in here, but we're going to be the ad man going out. We're not going to be the physical man, but we're going to be the spiritual man. And I want you to understand your baptism wasn't in vain. It was symbolic of what your Jesus did when he went down 6 feet under and stayed there until he rose again, being resurrected. And your outward expression of baptism exemplifies what Jesus has done. And therefore, you said to the world, I have been changed. I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. And the angel calling on my name. Let the angels call out your name. I hope your name is in the Lamb's Book of Records. I know mine is, and I know every day we walk out our salvation. And as we walk out our salvation, our hearts must be weighed, and it must be found as light as a feather. And as we take off the old man and put on the new, the spiritual man, we can crush the flesh, bring it under subjection, change attitude, change behavior, change character today. I know you've been changed. Oh, I know you've been changed. Oh, I know you've been changed because the angels done signed my name. Go in peace today. May God bless you. Come back again ready on Monday to kick it off again, because we're crushing the old man and resurrecting the new. I say baba booing to you, y'all, and have a good evening. And gobble.